the announcement from President Obama that he has authorized humanitarian aid to Iraqis in the north of the country who have fled the Islamic State, the militants from the Islamic State, also that he has authorized airstrikes. And we're going to hear more about that from NPR's Tamara Keith, who is at the White House. And first, Tamara, let's talk about the second part that I just mentioned, the airstrikes that he has authorized. He did not say they've been carried out.
That's correct. And he says that they would be very limited airstrikes to protect U.S. personnel that are in the city of Erbil. He's authorized the airstrikes against ISIS convoys if they move closer to Erbil.
I believe, Tamara, he also said that there would be airstrikes, if necessary, to break the siege of Sinjar, which is, I think, a separate field of operation that he's talking about there.
Yeah, and Sinjar is there's a town and then there's also a mountainside. And the mountain is where these people who have fled, who were facing near certain death from ISIS. And they fled to this mountainside where they didn't have water or food or shelter. And so the president has authorized and the military has now carried out an aid mission to deliver by air water and food. Military aircraft, cargo aircraft have delivered that food by airdrop, and the aircraft are now out of airspace there.
And the president, Tamara, talked at some length about the refugee crisis that's been caused, the populations that have been persecuted and forced to flee, both Christians and then the Yazidi population, who are viewed as apostates by the Islamic State. What did he say about the humanitarian side of this crisis?
He used the term genocide, that we as a nation can act to help prevent genocide, which is a big word to throw around. He felt that in this case, the U.S. needed to get involved. And he spoke in a way that I think sort of lays out his vision for when the U.S. military should get involved. And we have a little piece of tape here.
When we face a situation like we do on that mountain, with innocent people facing the prospect of violence on a horrific scale, when we have a mandate to help, in this case, a request from the Iraqi government, and when we have the unique capabilities to help avert a massacre, then I believe the United States of America cannot turn a blind eye.
And he said that someone in Iraq had said, we need help, nobody's coming to help us. Well, then the president said, today America is coming to help.
Tamara, it did seem the president was striking a tone of trying to ensure that Congress would be behind this and the American people would be behind this operation if there were to be airstrikes, and the humanitarian part as well.
Yeah, and he did reach out to members of Congress today, or his administration certainly did. And he reiterated something that I think is pretty important to Americans, that there will be no American troops, no boots on the ground, as it were. He said that again. He said that all along. And he also reasserted that he believes the real solution here is not a military solution, but a political one in Iraq, which would be an inclusive government, which Iraq hasn't really had so much lately.
Okay. NPR's Tamara Keith at the White House. Tamara, thank you.
You're welcome.